Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 422 for February of 2021. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And you can find me on the website at hometravelagent.net, or you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And I want to apologize for missing the show in January. You know, a weird thing really happened. And I was doing an in-person recording, actually out here along the pool at the community that we're in here down in South Florida. And I was interviewing an interesting guy by the name of Howie Flatten, who is a former travel agent. And I happened to overhear him talk about the best job that he ever had was that of being a travel agent. So I thought, wow, I gotta interview him and find out all about it. And then on January 30th, you know, after obtaining the audio file during that interview along the poolside, I came back and started to load up the audio file and began playing it. And I thought, boy, something's really wrong here. It sounds like we're all talking into a fan. And that's just not right. And I went back to the original file and I tried several things to recover the file. But then, you know, as of January 30th, it wasn't much time to go back and catch up with Howie again to re-interview him and get a good audio file, which, you know, I do intend to do that in the future. In the near future, Howie is a dynamic guest, and I know you will enjoy him and his stories about his favorite job, the job of being a travel agent. So I look forward to that coming up in a future show. Now, last June of 2020, and it was back in show number 415, we talked about the future of travel considering the COVID-19 pandemic and the quarantine that resulted. Now, that show was 7 months ago, and we are well into the pandemic, and we've gained a lot more knowledge about what's going on with that pandemic. And we've got a vaccine online now, and the vaccine is beginning to get some widespread use, jabs, inoculations, whatever you call it. People are beginning to become vaccinated. And that, you know, that's a good thing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along here. But, you know, in the 7 months since we've talked about this last, the future of travel, I think, has changed, and I want to talk about those changes today. So that's the topic that I'm going to present to you during this show. And we're going to talk about the latest on the impact of COVID-19 on travel and tourism, and also considering the impact that pandemic has had on the travel agent community. So we're going to talk about the impact that this pandemic has had on you all. Now, you know, I do want to thank you for hanging in there with me on this show. I know times have been tough, and, you know, maybe the travel business has kind of taken a back seat for you. But, you know, I know there are still people out there listening to the show, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate you sticking with us. And, you know, there's more to come, and good things are on the way as well, and I know that. So, you know, you all are great. And I just hope you're all hanging in there and you're staying healthy at the same time. In this episode, I want to start with the current impact of COVID-19 on the travel and tourist industry. And then we're going to move on to current attitudes about travel and the pandemic. Then, from there, you know, I'll take you to what the future of travel looks like, and what it looks like, at least from my perspective and from the research that I've done to bring you the show. And I've spent many hours doing the research here for this upcoming topic. So hopefully this will help you plan your business. And then, you know, I want to wrap up the topic with what this all means for the travel professional and what it means to you. And maybe how you can use some of this information in your business ongoing, and how you can maybe use it to market. So, with all that said, let's just go ahead and jump right into that topic. What is the current impact of COVID-19 on travel and tourism? Well, the current U.S. employment rate is about 6.7%, and that's big. But in the travel industry, the unemployment rate is 15%, almost double of what it is for the general population of the United States. And that's a big impact. I know it's felt by you all as a travel agent, and that's real unfortunate. And hopefully that will turn around here as we move on. Globally, the biggest impact is on least developed countries and areas such as Africa and Asia. And in those areas, a good portion of their GDP is generated by tourism. And now those countries are suffering the most from this loss of tourism. And in these least developed countries, the population group most affected are women. And that's because women tend to be the largest segment of the travel and tourism workforce. And what's happening there is that many people are returning to agriculture in these less developed countries rather than stay in the travel and tourism business. And who knows how long it will take to get back to normal in those countries. And what are the current attitudes about travel and COVID-19? Is there really a pent-up demand for travel, as some are saying? And I want to answer that question with a yes, but I want to answer it with a yes with caution. Because people do want to get back to normal travel, but many people, you know, can't. And that's because they're unemployed. And again, the current unemployment rate is 6.7% of the workforce, and they're going to have a difficult time getting back into the travel routine. You know, many are behind in their mortgage and other debt payments, and many have no vacation time to use. So that's going to be an impact, and that's going to take a while to recover from that. But, you know, there's a bright side, and that bright side is that many people have been able to shift their work to their homes. And they're doing that by telecommuting. About one-third of our workforce is now telecommuting, and that includes me. I'm telecommuting. I have a business and a business to run, and I'm doing that through telecommuting and Zoom. Yeah, I'm sure you all are familiar with Zoom. That's the new way to meet people or meet up with people in meetings. Anyhow, you know, the telecommuting workforce, they tend to occupy the higher paying jobs. Now that's part of the bright side for those of you who are travel agents and in the travel and tourism industry area. And the people who are telecommuting, you know, they have this love-hate relationship with working from home. And I can understand that a lot. You know, the love side of that equation comes from not having to commute by car and spend time in the car getting to work. And that's a plus. And they love the flexibility. You know, think of going to work in your pajamas, you know, sitting in your Zoom meeting and in your pajamas, and maybe you have a nice shirt on, but the rest of you, you know, the rest of your body is pretty well relaxed. Now, the downside of this is it's hard to work uninterrupted, you know, at home, and that's true, especially if you have children. And, you know, the children aren't all back in school. So the opportunity to get some uninterrupted work time is pretty difficult. And many telecommuters say that they're working longer hours from home. And that was a surprise to me a bit. I'm surprised that people are working longer hours from home. But, you know, what they say, it's difficult to separate home life from work life. You know, and I understand that. When I sit down at the computer to do something, you know, personally, you know, my Slack messages pop up and, you know, I can't resist jumping into the email. And so there I am off working. And, you know, that's hard to do, to separate home life from work life. And many of the telecommuters miss the social interaction of working in an office. They miss their fellow workers and they miss going out to lunch. And they miss those other social activities that revolve around the office environment. And I know when I go to Columbus, Ohio to visit the people I work with and visit them in person in the office, you know, it's a real treat. It's a pleasure to be there and interact with them. And that's missing for most people, or almost all people now, because of telecommuting activities. And what this boils down to is that telecommuters are quarantine weary, and they are ready for something different. What does the future of travel look like? Well, I obtained the following data from National Geographic Morning Consult poll, and I want to mention that all this links to these resources that I've used for this podcast are in the show notes. So if you want to go back and see where this data comes from, just go to the homebasedtravelagent.net website, and you'll see the links in the show note. Now, this poll is a very recent poll, so the data is up to date. And the context of the questions in this poll are from the point of view in which the pandemic is under control. And actually, we all hope that that is true later this summer. You know, the experts say that normal travel will not resume until herd immunity is achieved throughout the population. And herd immunity will happen when 70 to 90% of the population has the COVID-19 antibodies. Now, there's differing opinions on when this herd immunity will take place, and I've heard several. Some people say it won't be until December. Some people say that it's going to be April, and we all hope that it's going to be April. I'm not quite so optimistic, I guess, because of the data that I see in this poll. And the poll indicates that only 47% of the people say they will get the vaccine when it first becomes available. Now, this number increases by about 10% at a later time. You know, people are going to wait, see what happens before they get the vaccine. And there's quite a number of people out there that are thinking that. And, you know, they just want to be more comfortable getting that vaccine after it's been out for a while. Now, another thing that the poll has found is that 54% of the American people are very or somewhat comfortable with traveling to see a loved one that they have not seen during the pandemic. Even after the point when the pandemic is thought to be under control, 49% of the people say they will still be cautious of being exposed to other people. So this fear of the pandemic is going to continue out there even after it's under control, and that fear is going to translate into a loss of people who want to travel. Well, actually, they want to travel, but the fear is keeping them back. Now, a large number of people, 42%, say they're going to feel safer traveling to wilderness areas such as state or national parks, and that can, you know, translate into parks in Africa and Asia, you know, less or more remote places. You know, people are going to be comfortable with traveling there. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is this COVID passport. And COVID passports are on the horizon. Now, you may not like the idea of a medical passport, but the reality is that it's going to happen. And if you are going to travel internationally, then you're going to need a COVID passport. That kind of rubs me a bit the wrong way. Kind of an invasion of privacy, but you know, from what I'm going to tell you here coming up, you know, I think it may be under control, but who knows? The most promising of the COVID passports is what's called Common Pass. And this Common Pass springs from the World Economics Forum and other private partners to satisfy a country's entry requirements, and they hope that this will be all the while protecting your health data. The Commons Project has over 350 public and private sector leaders, along with 52 countries. That's a lot. 52 countries participating in a framework for safe border opening. Now, what the app will do, this Common Pass app, now the app will collect the data about your PCR tests, your COVID tests, and about the vaccinations that you receive, and you can present this information in a private way to country officials so that they will allow you entry into their country. Now, the data that's used to do this is only the minimal required for the purpose, such as entry into a country, and the personally identifiable data is only stored on your phone. So your personally identifiable data is not stored out in the cloud. It's just right there on your phone. And we hope that's true. Now, the information will be accessed through our current health data systems or personal digital records such as Apple Health or, on the Android system, the Common Health app. and the Common to Pass platform will access your health vaccination records, and it will determine if those records come from a trusted source. And then the app will determine if you meet a country's entry requirements. And the information is presented in a yes or no format to ensure your overall privacy. And what that means, I guess, is that with a Common Pass, you present the pass on your phone to a country official, and the Common Pass will say, yes, you are qualified for entry into their country, which is kind of cool. That protects your privacy. At least I hope it does. You know, we'll have to see how it's going to work out. But I think that's going to be a key to the international travel business, is this Common Pass. Now, as of February 19th this year, 2021, the Common Pass website says the app is coming soon to the Apple Store and to the Google Play Store. So this is coming up fairly quickly, and you'll want to keep an eye out for that. Now, with all that said, what I want to do is wrap this up with my final topic, wrapping it up with, you know, what does this mean for the travel agent? And even after the COVID pandemic is in the rearview mirror, people, they're going to be reluctant to travel. They're going to be reluctant to travel where there are crowds of people. And this may have some continuing impact on the cruise industry, but, you know, I'm confident that the cruise industry is going to do all it can to allay the fears of people wanting to take cruises. The cruise industry may even go so far as adopting the COVID passport. Now, I do have faith in this dynamic industry, the cruise industry, so now's not the time to abandon ship, no pun intended. Well, I guess it was, so anyhow. What you should do is stay in touch with your cruising clients and see how they're feeling about taking their next cruise. You know, check their fear level. Where are they at? And as the cruise industry adapts to these changing circumstances, you know, make sure that you're keeping your clients up to date on all the information that you have and that you can pass along to them. Now, I'm sure you're going to have clients who do not want to be around crowds, but, you know, they're also going to want to escape the confines of their home office. So maybe now's the time to find those vacation spots that are more focused on the back to nature theme, or maybe the idyllic beach setting. Perhaps you can find those eco travel opportunities and gain a new specialty here. And you might also consider offering your clients travel opportunities to those least developed countries that we talked about earlier, where the tourist dollars mean so much to them, and it's needed. Another thing is keep your clients informed about the COVID passport. Now, I'm going to have links in the show notes where you can find the latest information on the Common Pass passport, and that's the likely one to receive the most widespread adoption. Another thing is find those clients out there, you know, that's quarantine weary, you know, weary of sitting in the office, the home office, and they want to get out of the house. You know, find those people and use your marketing skills to do that. And the marketing skills, you know, those can come from, you know, Facebook, Instagram. You know, there's ways to do that, and you need to research that and come up to speed on how to use Facebook to target your audiences. And you can target those telecommuters. The telecommuters, you know, they have the money, they have the vacation time, and they have a strong desire to find those opportunities to get out of the house, get out of their home offices. And if you create those marketing campaigns targeting those people, I think you're gonna have a surprising rebound in your travel business. Now, again, I mentioned Facebook and the opportunity to learn how to market on Facebook, and perhaps you can find some courses out there to do that. But I highly recommend that that ability, gain that skill, and it's also skills in Google and Google Ads, that type of thing. And you also want to take every opportunity to let your clients know that we are achieving herd immunity. Let them know how close we are to doing that. And you can find this information on the CDC website and also on the World Economic Forum websites. You want to share every piece of information you can find about the demise of this virus. And this will help you stay in front of your clients, which you want to do right now. And you can chip away at the fear that fear that's been instilled in people about this virus. You know, the fear is legitimate. You know, I'm not discounting that. But that fear, it's going to be something that's not going to go away easily. And so you want to stay in front of your clients and keep them up to date. And more importantly, you know, for you, you know, keep a positive attitude. Your business, you know, has gone through some hard times, but really better times are ahead. You know, I'm optimistic about that. And we all instinctively know that people will not stay in their cocoon forever. You know, inherently as human beings, we're all explorers, and we know that anything we do in life entails a certain amount of risk. And people aren't going to stop living. And you know, travel is a big part of life's experience. And you know that as a travel agent. And it's just something that's important that people really want to do. They want new experiences. They want to talk about those experiences. So let's do our part to help people get back to the business of living life to its fullest. You know, after all, the business of being a travel agent is the business of making people happy. So let's go. Let's make a few people happy out there. I want to thank you for listening, and we will be back next month, hopefully with that interview that I talked about with Howie Flatten. Howie's a great dynamic guy. He's got quite the personality, and I think you'll enjoy that interview, and I just have to catch up with him again so that we can get that accomplished. And I want to thank you once again for listening. I want to thank you for being loyal listeners through this whole thing. And, you know, I've noticed that some of the download numbers that we have for the show have dropped off. And I guess that's to be expected during this tough time. But people will come back. The travel business will come back. You know, I plan on being around here for a little bit longer. I've been doing the show for 16 years. 16 years this month, February. So, you know, we'll keep it up. And you keep your chin up. And if you have anything that you'd like to tell me, ask me, whatever, just do that through email. Email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Or you can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Those are the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I do look forward to hearing from you. It's always a pleasure to get emails and read your emails and have contact with the listeners out there. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the job you're doing and what you're going through, and times will get better. And we're gonna see you next month. So until then, stay healthy, safe travels, everybody. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.